one. Can't you hear me calling from me? With black and frozen feet, white roses all around and covered on the ground.
The Jukebox continues with our celebration of Black and Indigenous artists. We are honoring Juneteenth today as I record this show, as well as tomorrow's National Indigenous Peoples Day. That was music from Harrison Kennedy. Harrison's from Hamilton. Hung out with a couple of my favorite blues artists, and we had a great chat about this. He knew Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, okay? Said that they were kind of crazy, which I don't doubt, but he goes that far back into the blues history and certainly is one of the most premier and celebrated blues artists here in Canada. I wish that they were celebrated a little bit more. That was Falling Down from Harrison Kennedy. Before that, Saint Elizabeth from the incredibly talented Kaya Cater, who has been making music and turning heads for a little while now, probably over a decade, and I'm really a big fan. She's such a lovely person as well. I hope you enjoyed Saint Elizabeth. Now, music from Jade Turner featuring Crystal Shawanda. This song's called Dead Weight and was recorded in Nashville. I hope you enjoy it. This is a beauty and just came out.
Out in the schoolyard, I got it real hard. It cut me to the core. That's where I learned how to keep my head down. But I'm not doing that anymore. Whatever the cost is, I'm gonna cut my losses. Get right back to being me. Of who I wanna be. They can hate if they wanna hate. I ain't gonna break, 'cause that just dead weight. Feeling I'm not good enough, that sure is real tough. I don't like feeling this way. Looking at the big screen, but I don't see me. Yeah, something's gotta change. Whatever the cost is, I'm gonna cut my losses and get right back to being me.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Come on, babe. Hey there, sugar dumplings. Let me tell you something. hugging. Ooh, you cute little thing.
What a great jam. King Floyd and Groove Me right here on the Jukebox. How you doing? I'm your host, Julian Taylor. King Floyd was from New Orleans, and that song was inspired by a young female college student who worked at the factory nearby his East LA home. Yes, he was young and had a fancy for this girl who just grooved him, right? And we're very lucky to have that song in the world, aren't we? So much great music coming up on the show. He is a keeper of the fire from the legendary Buffy St. Marie. If you haven't seen her documentary on Crave, you definitely should. It is empowering. And for someone to be in the game that long and make so much change, I've met her a couple times and she just radiates and glows. It's pretty amazing. Also, music from a person who I feel the same way about, radiates and glows, is Jeremy Dutcher. And Jeremy's just about to release a brand new record. He was both of them actually, Buffy and Jeremy, won the coveted Polaris Prize, which is insane. It's astonishing. They have made such a contribution to the landscape of music that we enjoy. Also, Alison Russell has returned with brand new music. Alison was nominated for a couple of Grammy Awards for her last record and is just about to put out her new record, but she's got a brand new single called The Returner. She is also a Juno Award-winning artist and Polaris long-listing artist, and has won award after award, like Americana Awards in the UK and the United States. She deserves everything that's coming to her. She's the real deal. I hope you dig the new song from Alison Russell. And before we get to that, I want to play something from the legendary Salome Bay. She was just awarded the Canadian Walk of Fame star, and her family was down there. Actually, Sate is her daughter. I played Sate earlier on in the show, and her song Famous. But her mom has a song called Hit the Nail Right on the Head that I'm going to play. I just want to say that Salome Bay is actually the queen of Canadian blues, and I know I've said it about Molly and Sakura, and I think they would agree with me on this one, but what a wonderful voice. She used to actually babysit my sister and I. My grandmother and her were pretty close friends, as well as her husband Howard, who started the Underground right here, the Underground Railway, where jazz and blues was really championed here in Toronto. So in celebration of Juneteenth, and of course National Indigenous Peoples Day, we've got this music coming up and this particular song right here on the Jukebox. Here's Salome Bay.
Spring's back in town. I can look in your eyes and say I love you. We had it rough, but the quarrels we had are over now, 'cause we hit the nail right on the head. Hit the nail right on the head, I believe, as I do see and breathe. 'Cause we hit the nail right on the head. Hit the nail right on the head, it is true, it is true. Is the sun that is shining again on our horizon. Stars were
nail right on the head, hit the nail right on the head, I believe. As I can see and breathe, cause we hit the nail right on the head, hit the nail right on the head, it is true, it is true. I just feel liberated, so invigorated, like I just have been reborn. We charge like babes into the void. Yeah. I love you. Cause we hit the nail right on the head, hit the nail right on the head, I believe. As I do see and breathe, yes, we hit the nail right on the head, hit the nail right on the head. It is true.
Let her go out, let her roll out with the tide. I can't think of a thing that hasn't been shot through with pain, like a nightingale sung in the dead of the night. Goodbye, so long, farewell. Watch him wither, watch him scatter with the wind. I can't think of a thing that hasn't been born of a dream, like a love supreme, like a circle unbroken. Goodbye, so long, farewell. I'm a real light.
Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
Tune in on July 4th from 8 to 10 p.m. for Sounds of the Sun Volume 1, a summer solstice sound project by Unit Pit. Curators Catherine DeMontre and Marissa Klangnott-Holmes will be your hosts, featuring an eclectic mix of soundworks by 10 artists. Sounds of the Sun reflect on the solar movement through music, field recordings, storytelling, and experimental audio works. Sounds of the Sun Volume 1 beckons the promise of beach days, AC on max, forest fires, and an excess of sun worship. To learn more, visit unitpit.ca. That's unitpit.ca.